This call is being recorded.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Ian and Evan with our weekly podcast, NFL podcast. This is week 15. We're going to get right into it. Evan, how are you?
I'm doing great. As we were talking just before getting on, this slate, I haven't had a slate in a long time where I'm just not really sure where I want to go on a Friday morning.
Yeah. Hopefully well, let's look at the... Let's look at the high over-unders first, and there's not many, really. Just looking down the list here, I see New Orleans is at Arizona. It's 50.5. And the other game is – this is an interesting game we'll talk about later. Oakland at San Diego at 49.5. And then Monday – my favorite game is Monday. Obviously, we can't play it in all the slates – is Carolina or Washington at 51. But, yeah, that's it. But let's get right into it. Who do you like in quarterback?
If I told you I'm all over the place, just like I said in the beginning, it wouldn't be a lie. I'm trying to narrow it down. The guy that has me most interested is at his price point, believe it or not, is Tyrod Taylor. He's just priced way too cheap, and he's going against Cleveland. He's just way too cheap. And the concern there, obviously, is Buffalo. I don't know what the weather's going to be yet up there. The coaching situation, they've been trying to – there's been talk about bringing another quarterback off the bench. So I got to get some clarity on that. But Tyrod is one of my favorites. Then going down the list, Matt Ryan is in an awesome spot, but he costs a lot, especially on FanDuel. I don't know if I could fit him in. My next favorite quarterback, believe it or not, there's two of them. And they both have been kind of slumping, is Dak Prescott and Colin Kaepernick. The Atlanta games, just there's a ton of points always involved. There's always a ton of points involved in these games. Atlanta shoots out all the time. And the 49ers, they just, you know, don't go by the Jet game last week. The Jets' offense is kind of anemic, even though they beat them, even though they won that game. It's just that game could have 60 points between the two of them just because of lack of defense. And Kaepernick is the focal point of that offense. Last guy that I'm on this week is, and I can't believe I'm going to say him, Carson Palmer actually seems safe to me this week because they're going against the Saints. And it's just, you know, Saints is Coors Field. I say it every week. So I'm not sure where I'm headed out of these five guys, but – Ian, who do you like? Maybe you're seeing something I'm not, or maybe you can make my opinion go stronger.
Yeah, I'm with you on Tyrod Taylor, both cash and tournaments. I like Colin Kaepernick a little bit. I don't like Palmer. I will never play Palmer anymore this year. No, I just won't. He burnt me too many times. He's just not right. You know what I mean? I know who he's going against, but, you know. Who else do I like? I really like Matt Ryan. I think he's going to have, here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at going against San Francisco, and I'm looking to go against Cleveland. They are so bad defense. I think you can grab a lot of points out of those two games. The weather in Cleveland is going to be partly sunny and 27 degrees. So that's perfect for this time of year in Cleveland. So I'm not worried about the weather there. Atlanta.
The game is in Cleveland or is it in Buffalo? I thought I saw it was in Buffalo for some reason.
Oh, you know, you're right. I'm looking at Cleveland's. Okay. I'm right. I said Cleveland, but I'm looking at Cleveland Browns at Buffalo. It's going to be 27 and partly cloudy.
Oh, okay. Then we're good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I was looking at Cleveland. I said they're at Cleveland. No, they're at Buffalo. But the weather report's the same. The city's different. That's all.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. On the cash side too, I like. I'm with you on Dak Prescott. You know, the price. Everything's the price. You know, that's on DraftKings. On FanDuel with cash, my cash guy's Matt Ryan on FanDuel. That's who I like. I'm going to pay up for him. The GPPs. You know, I got to lean towards Matt Ryan. See, in the GPPs, what I look for, I look for the high ceilings. And this week, I'm looking at the ceilings, and I project him at 32 points on FanDuel. So, that's what I'm looking at.
I love Matt Ryan. My problem is, and this is my problem, and maybe it's not warranted, is he going to get those touchdowns? Because, you know, they love to run the ball. And, I mean, we're going to get to that when we get to running back. You know, Devontae Freeman and Coleman can hawk a lot of touchdowns in this game. That's my concern. I mean, I love Matt Ryan. And it's just that I don't think I'm going to have the cap to pay for him, because when we get to running back, that's going to be an interesting conversation, which is part of my dilemma on roster construction this week.
Yeah, no, I get you there. Yeah, you got a point there, because if Julio Jones doesn't play or if he's out there as a decoy, that takes away that long ball, you know? I mean, I know they got Gabriel, I think, but yeah, you might be right about that. I have to think about that Sunday. But I think if Julio plays, I still will stick with Ryan. I'll still stick with him. Because I don't think they would put Julio out there and jeopardize his health if he wasn't fine. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no reason
to. Agree.
You know, so we got to wait till Sunday to make that decision. If not, you know, I'll probably lean towards Tyrod Taylor. So, all right, let's move over to running back since you wanted to segue right into that. Let's go. What do you got?
Okay, well, running back, here's the problem. You have all these guys that are considered value, all these guys that are considered massively cheap, and then you got the guys all the way at the top. David Johnson's a must-play for me. I don't care what he costs. I'm going to play him. He just is too heavily involved in the offense. I have no choice but to play him. Then it gets interesting because you got Le'Veon Bell and you have Shady McCoy, both in great spots as well. I'm not enamored with these lower-tiered running backs. Even though they are in good spots, it's just there's so much unknown with that. And I know it opens up a lot of salary cap, but I know what I'm getting with those three top guys. I could get 20-plus points, and in David Johnson's case, 30 points guaranteed into my lineups. So with these lower-tier guys, I'm not as high on them, and I also feel like there's value at wide receiver this week. So my initial take on this is I have to pay up at running back at both spots. That's where I'm at right now. What's your thought?
I like Bell better than Johnson, even just to save the $400 on FanDuel. don't get me wrong, Johnson's a great play, but I'm looking to save, and I think the upside on both is about the same. So I'm going to take that $400 and put it somewhere else. My second running back I'm going to be using is Hyde. Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde's going against Atlanta. I personally think, I mean, he's the only game on that team. So he's going to get high volume. He's been playing well. He's a really good running back. And at 7,000, it saves me 2,800, the difference between him and Johnson. The other two running backs I like, I like McCoy, but I will not play him at 9,000 because of Gillislee. Because those goal line touches is Gillislee. So you might give one or two touchdowns to Gillislee. I mean, as a low-end GPP play, I would use Gillislee. You know what I mean? So, but the other two I like is Freeman and Coleman, but you got the same problem. They split the touches. Theoretically, you could take both of those guys, Freeman and Coleman, and put them in a GPP because I think they both have huge upsides. But who's going to do it, I don't know. You know? And the last guy I like is Ezekiel Elliott against Tampa Bay. I mean, again, at 8,500 on FanDuel, I think he's a really solid play. I may even use him in cash. I'm not sure yet. I'm debating Bell or Elliott for my cash game. I'm only going to use one of these high price guys. But that's it. Really, you're right. It's not a lot. I mean, a lot of guys are talking about Farrell. I'm not going there. I mean,
no.
You know what I mean?
No way.
Now, who you could use? You could use Dixon for cash. You could. You know,
I don't like him. I don't like him because Philly is better than people give them credit for. And here's the other question. You know, if do we trust that Dixon's going to get all the touches? I mean, last week it was a more pass-heavy offense for Baltimore, so that's why he seemed to be more involved. I hate these running back by committee things. I mean, I love Devontae Freeman. Scared to death of Tevin Coleman. It makes it extremely difficult for me to play these guys. I mean, even when they're in great spots. So I'm just not sure.
Yeah. Well, see, Dixon had 11 touches last week and 8 targets. So he had 19 times they went to him. I mean, he had 18 points. You know,
right.
I'm just looking at a low end, you know, punt play for cash if you're really looking to save money on running back.
Yeah, that's the dilemma, though, because I remember the game flow of that game. I was watching that game. Baltimore was playing catch-up, and they were throwing the ball a lot, which really took Terrence West off the field. And it's just like with Terrence West, if this game flow starts happening where it's run-heavy and Baltimore somehow ends up on a lead, it could go the other way. That's my concern. I think Dixon is okay if you want to save money, but – again, I'm just not sure where I am with this.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move over to wide receiver. What do you got for wide receiver?
Well, if I'm paying up for anybody, I want to pay up for Odell Beckham this week because nobody's talking about him this week. And Odell is Odell. He gets his. I mean, last week he basically won the game for the Giants. Salary is just so tight this week that I'm just not sure if I can pay up. You can't pay up everywhere. So I'm looking at the lower tier guys that I have interest in, and I'm trying to stay like in that 6,500, 7,200 down level. I like Larry Fitzgerald because Carson Palmer can't throw deep. So if David Johnson isn't getting the targets, I think Larry Fitzgerald will. He costs a little too much, though, because he's priced more of a person that has, you know, downfield capabilities as well. So I'm not really high on him, but I'm not against him. Other guys that I like Emmanuel Sanders again this week against New England. He's still not priced up where he needs to be. He's only at 6,400 on FanDuel, so I like him a lot. Taylor Gabriel, we touched on the Julio Jones factor. He's more of a home run hitter. But it seems like he hits a home run every game. So, you know, 5,800. If Mohamed Sanu is not in, again, I like Gabriel more. Then looking in that same price range, Golden Tate, again, if Marvin Jones and Theo Riddick aren't right, Golden Tate, I like him again. Guy who hasn't been getting any love lately is Rishard Matthews. He's due to do a little bit more. He still gets a lot of targets. So I'm not against Rishard Matthews in this matchup. Last but not least, I would go after Tyrell Williams again in that San Diego-Oakland matchup. Tyrell Williams, again, that shoulder's got to be bugging him a little bit. He just seems a little off. But, again, this slate is so difficult. I'm not really sure how I want to attack the position just yet. I believe I'll be paying down, though.
Well, it's funny you said that my number one receiver this week is Rishard Matthews. And last week I know. We didn't even talk about it, but that's my number one receiver. And I'll tell you, last week they had the Broncos. I'm throwing that game out. Before that, he scored 15.4 points, 24, 15, 24, 13, 7, 16, 13. His targets, he gets about 10 to 12 targets a game. He's in a great spot, so he's my number one guy by far, and he's cheap. You know, he's $4,600. Another guy who I'm going to use in my GPPs, and he's cheap, and he's as cheap as he's ever been, is Allen Robinson. I mean, this guy is better than what he's showing. I mean, this guy was an elite wide receiver. I mean, I don't get it, but I'm not for cash. I'm talking about GPPs. On the cash side, I like Demetrius Thomas, I like Jordan Matthews, I like Jordy Nelson, I like Mike Evans, and I like Emmanuel Sanders. Those are my top guys. If Sanu plays, I love him at 5,300. You know, again, you're saving some money here, you know. So that's the way I would go there. Let me see. On FanDuel, I'm looking at FanDuel Cash. FanDuel Cash, I'm going to use Rashad Matthews, but I'm also going to use Demetrius Thomas. Those are my two guys. I'm only going to pay $6,700 for him. He's FanDuel. So, you know, again, it's tough. Let's put it this way. Pay up for running backs. and look for value. Again, when you're looking for value for cash games, make sure they're getting enough targets. You know, don't just take a flyer. Make sure it's consistent. You know, try to get between at least 10 to 12 targets, even 8 to 12, but don't go lower than that. And a good matchup and a high over-under. But all right, let's swing over to tight end.
Yeah, before we swing over to tight end, you said an interesting point. I'm wondering if everybody's going to take that mindset, you know, paying up at running back. You know, if you're playing multiple lineups, you could swing the other way in some of those lineups and pay up for wide receivers if nobody's going to be doing that this week. And you could really differentiate yourself if those top guys go off and you find the right value of running backs in there. I mean, it would be a completely different roster construction. So
yeah, let's say you took Beckham. Let's say you took Beckham and Evans with Rashad Matthews. You got a nice little core there with upside,
absolutely.
And then you can play around with the running backs. You know what I mean? So yeah, I agree with you there. It'll definitely be a lower percentage.
Yeah,
play.
You know, for me, the light bulb just went off, and you know, I play cash, but it's funny, the light bulb just went off. Say, hey, maybe I'll run something like that. But on to tight end. Oh my God, tight end. I gotta pay for tight end this week. I don't see any guys on the lower end that I like. For me, it's three guys and three guys only. It's Tyler Eifert, Travis Kelce, and Antonio Gates. With the lowest price guy being Antonio Gates targeting the Oakland defense. Gates seems to score touchdowns against Oakland every time he plays them. I know he's touchdown dependent, but he's the cheapest tight end I feel comfortable with this week. And then up at the upper level, I mean, I'm not even sure about Kelce so much. Tyler Eifert is my number one tight end. But again, price is going to be a problem. I don't know if I can fit him in. So I know that's a streamlined thing about on tight end, but I don't have much to say about tight end, unfortunately, this week.
Yeah. Well, my number one tight end, and I'm not paying up for tight ends this week, is Jermaine Gresham on Arizona. He's 4,500 on FanDuel, 2,500 on DraftKings. 2,500. He paid off the last. Let's see, 5 weeks he's paid off at 2,500. He had 7 points, 8 points, 12 points, 10.3 targets, 7, 6, 10, 2, 6. The guy's getting looks. Palmer can't throw long. You know, you even mentioned it with Fitzgerald. There's your guy right in the middle. I'm playing him on everything. I'm playing him GPPs, and I'm playing him in cash. And if I go down, I go down. But I think he'll get me 10 points. And that's all I'm looking for from him. It's 10 points.
Well,
so,
you know, not to cut you off, you might have sold me on a cheap guy there because I was struggling with this. I didn't realize he was that consistent. So so that's interesting. That's a great call.
Yeah. Well, talk to me on Monday. Tell me if it's a great call. Also, another guy I'm looking at is Kyle Rudolph. Rudolph's been very consistent, 8, 12, 10, 8, 6 targets every week. He's another one in a good spot. I got to see. I like Rudolph better if Diggs doesn't play. So we'll see if Diggs plays. But if Diggs doesn't play, I really like Rudolph if I'm looking to pay up a little bit, you know. He's 5,800 on FanDuel and DraftKings. Let's see what he is. DraftKings, he's 4,300, so he's a little higher. But I'm going back to Jermaine Gresham. I'm going with him. He's going to be my cash and my my GPP guy. So, but anyway, what do you like for the defense?
My favorite defense is the Ravens this week.
Okay.
I think they'll do a great job in that game. I could get behind Green Bay against Chicago. The offense is probably going to be a little off. I know they're getting some weapons back, but it's an important game for Green Bay. I can get behind them. Buffalo, obviously, versus Cleveland, but I can't see paying up $5,100 for a defense this week. And I could target either side of the Kansas City-Tennessee game with a preference maybe towards Tennessee because I think Matthews and will have a good game and score a bunch of points. But Kansas City's an opportunistic defense that gets a lot of sacks. So I could target either side of that game. But it's just a tough, tough situation. You got teams that are going to tank. You got teams that are going to pull players in favor of other players to see what they got. It's just a hard week.
Yeah, it's very tough. You're right. The guys that the teams that are tanking, you got to be careful with. I like the Kansas City call, believe it or not, at 4,500. If you look at their defense throughout the season, they've been really solid. You know, let me pull it up and just read you how they've been doing. 11 points, 11 points, 15 points, 4 points, 13 points, 11, 11, 11, 10. So
yeah,
they've gotten
consistent.
They're consistent. I mean, if you're just looking for a solid, cheaper play, you know, they're 4,500. Let's see what they are on DraftKings KC.
While you look that up, let me make a statement about defense that might be useful for everybody. When you're picking a defense, just know right from the get-go, we're not looking for shutouts here. That doesn't happen in today's NFL very often. We're looking for sacks, interceptions, turnovers. That's what we're really looking for more than anything else. We're looking for that opportunity to get that kind of activity done. So that's what I look for. I'm sure Ian's going to agree with me as he's looking up those stats. But, Ian, what's your thoughts on that statement?
Yeah, the price on Kansas City on DraftKings is $3,400, so that's not bad. Yeah, I totally agree. You're looking for pick sixes. That's what you're looking for. Fumbles, pick sixes, returns, things like that. Another team who's been playing really well, defense, believe it or not, is Atlanta Falcons. And they're going against San Francisco. And San Francisco's got nothing to play for, you know, so who knows what they're going to do.
You just can't underestimate Chip Kelly. He's a moron.
I know. Well, you know, we'll see. But again, the defense, you're just looking for consistency. If you're looking for consistency, you know, Kansas City's really consistent. 4,500 on FanDuel, you'll probably be very safe. I don't know if you're going to get 15 points, but you should get 10. So, you know, they'll pay themselves off there. But, you know, all right, let's. What do you got for, you got any stacks for us before we leave?
You're going to hate it. I could get convinced to do Carson Palmer with David Johnson in a stack. I could get interested in, these are weird stacks. This isn't going to be an off-the-wall stack. I could get into a Le'Veon Bell, Tyler Eifert stack, hoping that that game goes a little wacky. I could go Tyrod Taylor, Shady McCoy, Buffalo defense. That's probably my favorite stack if I'm going to stack. I don't think I'm really going to be stacking this week, though.
Yeah. No, it's tough. It's tough to stack this week. The one stack that I really like is in that Oakland-San Diego game. I like Rivers with Gates and then Crabtree on the other side. I'm gonna run 10 lineups with those three guys in them. I just think it's a high over under, probably over 50 by Sunday. Oakland's minus 3, so that game's gonna be close. I just think Gates is going for the. I think he's going for the record, so I know he's gonna be looking at Gates. He's going for that touchdown record for tight ends, so you know he's gonna get looks. And Crabtree on the other side. So I think it's an interesting little stack, and it's not expensive. So
You know what, Ian? You may have just cemented my tight end position because they're going to make a lot of efforts to get Gates that tight end. And
yes.
On
yes.
FanDuel especially, where it's touchdown dependent, they could try to get him too, you know, just so that he gets the record and a little bit of extra so it's harder to break that record. Guys, don't discount that kind of stuff. It happens all the time. And I'll bring back an NBA game. Last year, Kobe, his farewell game, remember he took something like 40 shots or 50 shots?
He scored over 50. Didn't he score over 50 fantasy points that game?
Yeah, I mean, he took a ridiculous amount of shots to do it. I think in that game he had about 70 fantasy points, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was crazy. You're right. No, it was crazy.
Coaches will do – this is Antonio – if they don't make the playoffs, this is Antonio Gates' last couple of games. And he's always injured, so Ian might have just cemented that position for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid play. I mean, if you go down, you go down, but it's the right play is what I'm trying to say. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, good. All right, well, that's about it for this weekend, week 15. Anything in closing, Jeff?
No. If I get my act together, I'll put a follow-up article out for sometime tomorrow. if there's something different that really stands out to me. As of this point now, I think we really covered everything on the call. Now it's just down to making some lineups and getting rolling up the sleeves and trying to figure this thing out. I'm a little clearer, though, now.
Yeah, it's a tough weekend. This is going to be a tough weekend. This is going to be very interesting to see what transpires. One other, I just want to throw a last comment on a wide receiver. Keep your eye on Ashlon Jeffrey. And the reason being is that this guy's in a contract year, and I think he's going to show something in the next 3 weeks. I'm not saying this week, but keep your eye on Ashlon Jeffrey. That game in Chicago's, I think, going to be 1 degree. So that's a game, really, I don't know. I don't even know if you want to be in that game, you know. And also, Rodgers is ailing. You know, he's got a bad calf and a bad hamstring. I mean, put yourself in that position out on a field, whether it's 1 degree. I don't know. You got to be careful with him. You know, they should be careful with him. So we'll see. But that's it. You know, I want to thank everybody for listening. Week 15 of the NFL with Evan and Ian. And this is Ian with FantasySportsUS.com. And we wish everybody good luck. Evan, have a good
luck,
weekend.
Guys. Yep, you too. Bye.